Guys, I have devastating news this morning.
I'm sitting down.
Everybody put your coffee down just for a moment. That's it.
Do we need to set the mood?
Interlock your fingers down. Yeah, it's pretty sad. News from bankruptcy court.
Uh-oh.
Hostess Brands. That's right.
Oh, no.
Preparing to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as soon as this week.
Wow.
Yeah. The makers of Twinkies.
Hostess Cupcakes.
And Hostess Cupcakes.
Ding Dongs.
Wonder Bread.
Ho-Hos.
Yeah.
The privately held company, which is in, do you know? I asked you twice.
Where are they?
Irving, Texas.
Oh, really?
How about that?
Oh, my old hometown. Yeah.
Employs about 19,000 people and carries more than $860 million in debt. But have you seen how much those things cost now? I mean...
No, I haven't, because I couldn't tell you when I last bought something.
Well, I know, but I mean, I went by them in the grocery-torium, I think during the holidays.
Yeah.
And I mean, so they had them on an end cap, and it was 10 for $10. I'm going, what? I mean, a package of Hostess cupcakes on special was $1 a piece.
So like for two?
Yeah, for two.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, for two.
I mean, I'm remembering when I guess they cost a dime or a quarter or something like that. Of course, I'm old, but still.
And they probably cost more at the convenience stores because that's probably where most people buy them, at least adults, right? I don't buy a Hostess cupcake at the grocery store. In that sort of an impulse item you buy while you're, after you've gotten your gas and, you know.
I need to reward myself after paying too much for gas.
Right.
Let me go ahead and slam a couple of these really healthy cupcakes.
Yeah.
And after all, do you know anybody who eats one?
One cupcake?
Yeah. Because the package is open.
Yeah, then save the other
one. It's on
for
the
later.
Seat going, hey.
Yeah.
I'm all alone over here. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
You know, happiness is a warm Twinkie.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. There's no doubt. I mean, and...
A warm Twinkie.
Yeah.
Well, if it stays on the seat long
enough. Well, you have to be careful, though, because, microwaving them doesn't change them in any way. It just makes them hotter. But you can't destroy a Twinkie. We know the folks in rice.
No.
The roots and rice. What do you have?
No. A microwave will destroy a
Twinkie.
Oh,
will it? Okay.
Yeah, it'll make it explode, probably.
Yeah.
But
you need to re-Google rice
okay,
Twinkie
we'll
project.
Okay, we'll do that sometime.
Yeah.
Now, and
it's doing nothing that will not affect the Twinkie.
That's right. Leaving it out for a month won't affect it.
And you folks who've been with us for a while know, in fact, that I got Tom and Chase, make your own Twinkie, which again, that may make a comeback now.
Mm-hmm.
Make your own Twinkie, baking kits.
If I only knew where that kit was.
Well, yeah. Sure.
No, I know where it is.
Okay.
I gave it to a grandchild.
Did you?
I think they made Twinkies just last year sometime.
One of you, I don't remember which one. It was about as solid as a doorstop. I mean,
that was Chase.
You just pretty much stick it under the door and it was fine.
I made a much superior
Twinkie. No, I remember that each of them had their own positive attributes, but
and negative.
Yeah, there were others.
I think Chase even conceded the Twinkie contest.
I don't remember
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now this can be reported. We can give you a clarification. I don't know if you remember that we had talked to you about a new Girl Scout cookie flavor that was coming out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, but I was feverishly searching for this while we were talking about Twinkies, and now that I found it, I've got to play it.
Okay, well, let me take a call first, and then
we
will.
Right?
Caller.
Didn't we try deep-frying Twinkies?
Well, yeah, well, matter of fact, we did, yeah. And that, you know what? That's nasty.
That was bad.
Just nasty. All right, go.
Silly customer, you cannot hurt a Twinkie.
Very nice. What is that part? Something customer, what is that?
Silly customer.
Silly customer. Hit it again.
Silly customer, you cannot hurt a Twinkie.
That's Apu from The Simpsons.
Yes, it is.
So if nothing else, I just brought a smile to Jay Sokol and Clip Howard's faces.
And if you remember, you know, they had a pretty good thing going with Twinkies.
Yeah.
And then they decided to start messing with them. Remember when they made them pink and put coconut on the outside?
Those are snowballs.
No, they had things that looked like Twinkies. They did.
They were Twinkie shaped?
Yeah.
They weren't snowballs.
Yeah, no, they weren't snowballs. I know snowballs.
Well, yeah, well, those were coconut and pink.
You know,
yeah.
If you ever had to eat a snowball quickly, there wouldn't be any way. Because
yeah.
That mushroom fights back. Well, it does. It fights back.
You mean the marshmallow?
Yeah. Well,
so
yeah,
you
that's
said
right.
Mushroom.
I did.
I don't think we don't want a coconut-covered mushroom.
You talk about an El Wamboa moment. Well, I mean, trying to eat one of those things.
You putting coconut on your mushrooms, somebody's going to ask you to take a test.
Yeah, no. That's it. But anyway, so the bottom line is, dang. Hostess, and they used to be called Interstate Bakeries a long time ago, but privately held company filing for bankruptcy as early as this week.
Yeah. Speaking of snowball, remember we threw a snowball off the balcony one time. Remember?
I think we tried to, down into the parking lot, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
People who run this building are so glad we've grown up.
Is it any wonder the tenants are moving out?
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the building. It's everything to do with us.
The boys are on the top floor. We don't use that as a anything to. That's it. Well, we're cutting the lease.
Yeah. Well, they've caged us in now.
Yeah, they have. That's true. Yeah, they put right. They put wire around that, so we should be safe. Okay, now 7:19. I had a deal where one of the lights in my house burned out, and it was the light over the sink in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
And it's a recessed light. You know, it's one of those deals. And so, you know, I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any extras anyplace. So I go to another part of the house. Now, this light has burned out before, and the last time it burned out, I put a CFL in there that kind of looks like a floodlight, you know, if you've seen what those things look like. And that's fine, so it worked. Well, okay, so now I'm too lazy to go out and actually buy another bulb, and so I go to another part of the house that we don't use very much, and I took one of those out and brought it in.
Well, no, I'm just laughing because I've done the same thing.
Okay.
You start prioritizing your lights.
Yeah, so I don't need that one.
Yeah, which is the least needed light in the house.
And so I go in and get that one and install it and turn that on, and good gravy Marie, I mean, I got to put sunglasses on all of a sudden, and I realize that as you get used to these CFLs, they just don't put out the same lights. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So saying all that to say this.
Shuffling around the house angrily looking for a light bulb.
Yeah. You're
no,
have
actually.
To buy some bulbs on the way home.
Actually,
right?
I was.
Stops long enough by the front door. Get off my lawn.
Actually, I was excited because I thought one that I was going to be able to replace actually is an incandescent light. I don't have very many incandescent lights in the house. And so, but that one I couldn't use. And so then I went someplace else and found it and brought it in there and did that. And Jackie's standing there the whole time shaking her head going, really? Really?
Scott's got a yellow bug light over the sink, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, man, it's a black light. Yeah. Red light. It's cool. But anyway, if you don't like the compact fluorescent lights, CFLs, then it's time to start hoarding your incandescents. It's true that not all incandescent light bulbs are banned, just the ones that Americans use the most. January 1st, the standard 100-watt incandescent bulb went bye-bye. And next year on January 1st, the 75-watt incandescent goes bye-bye. And then in 2014, it's the 60 and the 40 watt. Okay.
Yeah.
So there you are.
That's okay.
Now, myth number two.
I have to take my dead cold hands off the.
Yeah, really.
My incandescent bulb. Most alternatives to incandescents use less energy, some a lot less. But energy use is not the only concern a typical consumer has. Others include seizures caused by flickering. Have you heard about this?
Mm mm.
Well, I've heard about, you know, people that have seizures and like not being around black lights and stuff like that.
So what they say.
Yeah.
The third myth, alternatives to incandescents are unsafe. That's not true. Now, they do have mercury in them. Matter of fact, enough that the EPA recommends a 10 to 11 step process for cleaning up broken CFLs. But again, it's the federal government. They can't do anything in two steps. They're going to give us 10 to 11 steps. Now, fourth myth is that you'll save money. Most alternatives use less energy, some substantially less, although the bulbs cost more up front and they don't last as long as consumers expect. Have light bulbs ever lasted as long? I mean, it says on there 2,700 hours. Have you ever timed them? You ever do that?
No, I have children.
Now.
Yeah.
Now, one thing
we measure time in seconds around my house.
Yeah. Chase, here's my Tom Turbyville moment. You ready?
Mm. Oh, we're having a ton of them right now. I'm waiting on Ben to call.
In the ceiling fans, those little lights seem to burn out a lot, and I've taken to dating them. When I put them in to decide how long they last. Just saying.
Tom, you're loving this, aren't you?
I am. So, you mean you like
Scott is pretty much full on embrace the crazy.
Yeah.
Like with a black marker you have.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Doesn't that diminish?
There's a ceramic base on the CFL. So you can write it on there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, if you care.
Heck yeah.
All right, that's enough.
Well, be sure and let me know how many hours you get out of that.
Yeah. So when you turn that thing on, supposed to
report in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That thing pops off. We want to know
first thing on Wednesday morning. Yeah,
uh-huh.
And that's the other thing. In one of the places, you know, where you got four lights, you know, one of them hasn't changed out yet, so it's kind of yeller looking, and the others are bright.
Oh, I know.
You know, that's you gotta hate when that happens. All right.
Yeah, and when a light bulb burns out, why does it tease you with a little flash on first, and then it goes off?
You ever notice that? Hey, little buddy, I wouldn't have given you the whole shot if I knew it was going to kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much electricity.
Exactly.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great. How about you?
Hey. You know, if you write the date on that light bulb thick enough, then you'll have wall art projected onto the side of your wall.
Hey, Brazos Valley, if you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind, professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. But at Best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers four locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're going to feel great with Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 725 is brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more. Well, the rain's out of here pretty much, anywhere from about 0.4 of an inch of rain up to almost an inch of rain here in Brazos County. Down toward Houston, quite a bit heavier rain down there. But nonetheless, anything we get, we're glad to have. 20% chance of maybe some kind of drizzle out there this morning. 55 for a high, 39 tonight. Then tomorrow, 64 will be our high. That's probably the warm temperature for the week. 38 tomorrow night as the winds pick up a little bit. Then on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, high temperature will be in the 50s. Probably have a freeze on Thursday night, so you know at about 28. Right now, humidity is 89%. Winds are from the west at 10. Overcast skies, and we have 44 degrees out there.